God our Father, from our Lord and from our Savior, Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Today is a great day. It is Trinity Sunday, and this is when we make a bold confession of who our God is. While half the Christian church will not do it, the other half, half of them will do it, or maybe even a quarter of them will do it. It's sad that we don't confess who our God is. During Bible class hour, we'll hear the confession of Jennifer Headke as she confesses who her God is too. So we join her today with our confession in confessing our Holy Trinity God. But to do that, you have to understand this first point. Our God does not make sense to us. There is a reason for the Latin word mysterium. The knowledge of his ways does not agree with our common sense. There are many mysteries in Holy Scripture. Just to list a few, the Trinity, the incarnation of our Lord, holy baptism, the Lord's Supper, and so forth. Many in the church have grappled with these doctrines to understand them. Some have tried to use their human reason and logic to explain them more difficult teachings and make them easily comprehensible, but in doing so, they stumble into error and heresy. Any reason why we have an abundance of Christian denominations? Because they don't deal with the mysteries correctly. Each person found their own way of denying what the scripture says and in trying to explain away the truths so that they could reason in their minds or logic themselves right out of Holy Scriptures. Trying to grasp, they did not comprehend. God is not graspable. God is not comprehensible. As we hear his word, the best we can simply do is to believe what is revealed without adding or subtracting and faithfully just confess what the Bible says. So we have yet another mystery. Within the visible church on earth is the invisible church, the holy church, the one that God only sees. But in that visible church, she struggles with the mysteries too. In her midst are false sons and daughters of God who speak errors against the mysteries of God. Therefore, as the hymn says, she is sore oppressed by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed. And yet she is the Lord's own body. She is the holy bride, yet disguised as a lost and frightened little peasant girl. She is filled with the glory of her husband, waiting for the day that she will be revealed. And as members of his church, God's plan for us has been laid out before our eyes. It's the cross, it's the empty tomb, it's the ascension, it's the glorious throne, and yet, even when we hear of these things, they are beyond our grasp or our comprehension. The fault is not in God, as if he made it made the truths too difficult for us to understand. The problem is in us. The darkness of our fallen flesh cannot grasp the mysteries of our God. Our sin-filled minds are too feeble. Our stubborn foolishness cannot imagine the truths of God. Therefore, all truth and goodness can only be found in Him and not us. As St. Paul wrote, "From Him and through Him and to Him all things exist. And they are His." From the beginning of creation, everything that exists comes from the Maker's gracious hand. Every blessing, every trial, every joy, every truth comes from the Father. If we can't comprehend this, then how can we go? Are we going to comprehend the Trinity? Jesus speaks the truth to Nicodemus. He answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and we bear witness of what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you don't believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" Jesus gives and is the answer. Believe does not mean comprehend. And here we stand in good company with the likes of Athanasius. Athanasius stood against the reason and logic of Arius and Pelagius, and for that matter, all of mankind in 1325 AD. The whole Council of Nicaea was against Athanasius. He spoke what he believed, what the Bible confesses, even though he can't comprehend it. Our problem is this. Because of our sinful nature, we're not standing with Athanasius. We stand with Arius and with Pelagius and with the sinful world, wanting to make comprehensible the things of God that are incomprehensible. We want to use our reason and our logic to twist reality and truth into a warped sense of reality and comprehension. We fail too easily to the false teaching of pluralism and this world, the worldly wisdom, because we want to be accepted by the world and not be thought of as strange, different, or intolerable. You know, those Jesus freak kind of people. We think that we can do a better job than God in ordering our lives and saving the planet and dealing with our own daily struggles. We think more money will solve all the many issues in our lives. If people would just do it my way, it would be better. If only we had had a better and more Christian government, like the one which was founded in our nation, which is false, even though enough of the petty sins like gossiping or lying, those you don't need to address, Pastor. Let's really get after the big sins like rapists and murderers and homosexuality, transvestites, queers, and others. Welcome to the world, which is called heresy. It contains a whole humanity of those who do not believe and they do not comprehend. Those who just want to get along and deny the true God, and you're part of it. You stand with Arius and Pelagius because of your sin. You want to comprehend this incomprehensible. You are the ones who want to control that which God has in control. The church fathers defended against this sinful world, against these actions, against these errors of reason and logic to determine the nature and understanding of God. They confessed before judges and magistrates, popes and councils, angry mobs, sharp swords and burning words of truths of God's word, and they died for it. The truths of God's word and the nature, even though they did not comprehend it, they stood for it and they said, this is what I believe, even at the point of a sword or the firing flames of death. They believed and they confessed. They confessed there is only one man who comprehended our dreadful state of ignorance of sin. And that was Jesus Christ. He is able to make the one sacrifice on the cross to repay the Father for all our selfish, conceited, egotistical, foolish, sinful pride that springs up on us each day. His suffering, his trial, his judgment against him and against our sin, his blood, his torment, his pain, his dying breath, an innocent lamb for the sins of the world to appease our God. And we arrogantly think we can do a better job of ordering our lives and our understanding the mysteries through our own sense of logic, reason, and senses. To hell with reason. To hell with logic. To hell with sense. Give me Jesus. To him be the glory forever and ever. I will stand with Athanasius and with the other fathers of the church who boldly confess the comprehension, incomprehensibleness, and truths of God and his holy word, which he caused me to believe by virtue of my baptism. He gets the credit. By virtue of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who taught me the truths of God's holy words, even though I don't comprehend them. That I even confess this is in and of itself incomprehensible, but I believe it. God help my unbelief. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We rise to confess our faith with Athanasius.